One of the defining characteristics of St. Olaf Parish, this Catholic community in Eau Claire, has always been our outreach, our social justice, and our reaching out to members of this community to assist wherever and whenever we can. We have two programs that are part of that outreach that have reached crises. One of those is Sojourner House. The other one is Beacon House. Now, Sojourner House is located downtown Eau Claire. It's right across the street from Beacon House. It's the old beauty parlor that used to be downtown Eau Claire. Sojourner House provides overnight housing, an evening meal, showers, laundry, social time for those that do not have a place to stay. Typically, Sojourner House will house between 50 and 60 people per evening. St. Olaf's Parish has four active groups. They go down and they work a Monday night, two Wednesday nights, and a Sunday night. What that entails is the preparation of that evening meal. We always cook for 60. Depends on the groups. Sometimes there's one couple that does it. Other times, one does the main meal, one does the dessert. Well, we don't worry about desserts because that's always provided. But the side dishes that go with it. But that's up to the individual groups. And then there's also an early morning down there. From 5 to 7, we serve breakfast. That's kind of a difficult one, but it takes care of itself. That's Sojourner House. The time down there, you show up between 6:30 and quarter to 7, and you're usually leaving by 9 o'clock. So we have, you're looking at two and a half hours a day. One of the caveats to that is there are several corporations in the Eau Claire area that for the hours of volunteer service that are provided to Sojourner House, they pay an hourly wage. And they'll write that check to Sojourner House. So that helps fund Sojourner House, which is part of Catholic Charities, along with several other organizations. That pretty much takes care of Sojourner House. Beacon House, we provide four evenings per quarter. Those evenings consist of, Jane, if I make a mistake, just correct me here. Jane's been involved with that for a long time, so she's probably a little more familiar with it than I am. But it involves cooking a dinner, an evening meal, and Beacon House is for families that do not have a place to stay in Eau Claire. They're having difficulty, whether it's financial, location, whatever, but it is housing for a family. Can be a mother, a father, children, a mother and children. And they're provided a room for their family, a central gathering space, a living room, a recreational room, a dining room, that type of thing. We do four nights per quarter, and they're scheduled. The meal that's prepared there is normally from 11 to 20 people, and it's served by those that prepare it. There's also an additional person for that time period. That's what, 5 o'clock, Jane? That's 5 o'clock that starts. There's another extra person there to socialize, to be a social person, to interact. And then an individual comes in close to 8 o'clock at night, and they spend the night. They're sort of the night guardian, the gatekeeper. And they get to leave at 7:30 the next morning when staff arrives. That, in a nutshell, are those two organizations. We would like to, right now we're down to 4 and 5 people per group for Sojourner House. Really, we need 5 minimum per group. We would like to get 7 per group, then we have an excess, somebody can't make it, we have a substitute, etc. Beacon House, we would like to get 25 volunteers to cover the meal, the social, the overnight, for the 4 nights per quarter. Now, You say, well, I can't really commit myself to one night a month or one night per quarter because my schedule just doesn't allow it. But you know what? I'd be willing to be a volunteer. Put me down as a volunteer. If one of the regular volunteers, there's such a thing as a regular volunteer, you know, can't show up, they can call me, and if I'm available, I will be more than glad to fill in for the evening. There's also a possibility, there are individuals that just don't feel comfortable or don't feel that they can do that. If they would be interested in cooking or preparing a meal, either for Beacon House or for Sojourner House, we would make arrangements. You could either bring it down, you could deliver it at the evening that you prepare it, or one of the group members could come and pick it up. There is a restriction at Sojourner House, must be 18 years of age. No one under 18 can volunteer at Sojourner House. Beacon House does not have that restriction. It is an excellent opportunity for a family. For a family to become involved in assisting and helping another family. The nice thing about Beacon House is it is transitional. People will come in, they don't have a place to stay, they need quarters, they need a residence, they need a place to sleep, to eat. Well, they work themselves up till they get into housing, then it's a grant subsidized housing for a period of time. So they're worked up from this point of need to being self-sustaining. So it is very, very productive in their lives as well. The thing that I've noticed in my involvement with both of those locations is it is always the dignity of the individual that is availing themselves of their services that is protected. And they are very, 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 they're very gracious in their thanks for what the volunteers do. So if you can look into your hearts, if you can find time, if you know someone else, don't be bashful about, you know, geez, I heard about this, talk to somebody else about it. We would like to be able to get this taken care of so that we can continue to be that light of Christ to the community. I have nothing out for this weekend. Give you a chance to think about it, gel over it, round it out in your minds. But next weekend and the weekend after, we'll have some sign-up boards to sign up for either the Sojourner or the Beacon House. Or if you're totally energetic, you know, just sign up for both of them. Nobody's going to say you can't do that, okay? But give it some thought. See if you can't make that reach, make that stretch to go out and do that. We had some questions last evening. Is anybody with a question here? I think that pretty... Jane, did I miss anything for Beacon House? Okay. Scott, Kathy, did I miss anything on Sojourner? Okay. We have the third Monday, the second and the third Wednesday, and the second Sunday. Last night I had a couple other people here so I could rely on for their memories, because sometimes mine starts to fail me a little bit. But we've pretty much got that taken care of. So, not my memory, but the figuring out what the nights are. Okay? So, with that, once again, thank you. This parish has been, I don't know how you say overly generous or overly cooperative or participatory into these programs, but it has been remarkable over the years. I can remember years and years ago, I don't remember quite how many, but Beacon House actually started down in our cafeteria. And we used to put up ropes and sheets to make individual sleeping quarters because they didn't have a facility in Eau Claire. Both of these organizations are interdenominational. There's several of the Catholic churches. Most of the Catholic parishes in town are involved. The Lutheran church is involved. Methodist church is involved. Corporate groups are involved. It is a community event to assist and help the members of the community in need.